In the name of Christ Jesus, the hope of every generation, amen. Well, welcome to this fall term, the new academic year at Concordia Seminary. I hope that you had a delightful summer. One of the highlights of my summer was watching the Olympics, the Tokyo Olympics on television, observing those fine athletes compete and cheering on our USA team. But there was one disappointment this summer as I was watching the Olympics, and that was the men's track and field team competing in the 4x100-meter relay. This team had been touted as having great potential to medal, and yet they didn't even qualify for the finals. In the preliminary heat, they placed sixth. Carl Lewis, that great track star of past year, immediately tweeted after their performance, "This was a clown show, a total embarrassment." Now, the foursome on that team did many things poorly, but especially they failed in the handoff of the baton from one to another. The passing of the baton was ill-timed and awkward as they attempted to relay that baton from one runner to the next. Our text today from Deuteronomy chapter 4 portrays Moses and his concern with the passing of the baton, his concern with the handoff of faith from one generation to another. The setting is the plain of Moab, and Moses now is preparing this new generation to go into the land and take possession of the promised land that God had given to his people and was giving to them. The former generation, the generation of the wilderness wanderings, had now passed on, and so it was time for a new generation to enter into the land. And Moses was concerned that this new generation would be faithful to God's word and God's will. That's what Deuteronomy is. It's his last words, his last sermon or series of sermons, emphasizing the priorities for these people as they would enter into this land. Our text today from Deuteronomy chapter 4 in verse 1 gives us these words of Moses. "And now, O Israel, listen to the statutes and the rules that I am teaching you, and do them, that you may live and go in and take possession of the land that the Lord, the God of your fathers, is giving you." Notice what he says. This land is a gift. The Lord is giving it to you. It's his gift for you to live in, to flourish in. But he says, you need to listen in order to live in this land. Listen, Shema, listen to the statutes, the word of the Lord, and then you will live. Moses continues in verses 9 and following, providing this warning. "Only take care and keep your soul diligently, lest you forget the things that your eyes have seen, and lest they depart from your heart all the days of your life. Make them known to your children and your children's children, how on the day you stood before the Lord your God at Horeb, the Lord said to me, 'Gather the people to me that I may let them hear my words, so that they may learn to fear me all the days that they live on the earth, and that they may teach their children also.'" Moses' clear concern here is that as they receive the gift of the land, they not forget the giver. And that as one generation passes after the other, that this faith in the giver would be passed on from generation to generation to generation. Well, how'd they do? The narrative in the book of Joshua says that that generation was fairly faithful to the Lord. They possessed the land. But at the beginning of the book of Judges, this is what we read, Judges 2, verse 10. And there arose another generation after them who did not know the Lord or the work he had done for Israel. They did not know the Lord. Another generation. The baton had been fumbled. The handoff of faith had failed. So what about us today? What relevance does this have for us as we begin a new academic year? Well, in many ways, as we start this new academic year and we welcome new students into our community of study here, it is a kind of passing on of a baton, handoff of faith to another generation, a new generation. And as we see in our society today, here in the United States of America, the church is not doing such a good job of passing on that faith to a new generation. Younger generations are not following the Lord as previous ones have. Scott Krostek, in his study of emerging generations, writes this: whereas 85% of the silent generation, born 1928 to 1945, call themselves Christians, just 56% of today's younger millennials, born 1990 to 1996, do the same, even though the vast majority, about 8 in 10, was raised in religious homes. Over the past 70 years, each successive generation has included fewer and fewer Christians, and the overwhelming majority of the Christians remaining today are over the age of 35. That's the scenario in our society today. A failure to pass on the faith, to pass on the baton of faith and faithfulness. Oh, we might shake our heads and cluck our tongues at generation X, Y, or Z, but even my generation, the boomer generation, is at fault. Remember, in a relay, it takes both the one who is handing off the baton and the one who is receiving the baton. And the fault can lie in either or both. And there's plenty of blame to be passed around among all our generations. And so, in many ways, there is a sense of hopelessness here. What can be done? But we can turn our hope. We find hope, not in ourselves and our faithfulness, but in God and His faithfulness. This is where Moses turns the attention of the Israelites to Yahweh and his faithfulness to them. In Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 9, Moses says, "Know therefore that Yahweh your God is God. He is the faithful God, keeping his covenant of love to 1,000 generations of those who love him." God is a faithful God, and he keeps his promises. He keeps his covenant of love to 1,000 generations from generation to generation to generation to generation, God is faithful. He established that covenant of love with Abraham and promised Abraham that through his offspring, his seed, all the families of the earth would be blessed. The curse of sin would be reversed in his offspring, in his descendant. And that seed of promise was passed on from generation to generation to generation throughout the Old Testament until we come to the New Testament, Matthew chapter 1, the genealogy of Jesus Christ. And there, according to Matthew, we have 42 generations from Abraham to Jesus. And the covenant promise is fulfilled. The descendant of Abraham has come to reverse the curse of sin and bring blessing to the nations, to all generations. And Jesus Christ was faithful to his mission, faithful to his mission to atone for our sin, the sin of the world, the sin of every generation. He was faithful to that. He went to the cross. He emerged from the tomb. He ascended on high and sent his Holy Spirit. And on Pentecost Day, the Apostle Peter declared, "You repent and be baptized for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children for ongoing generations." The promise for you. The faithful God and his faithful promise, his covenant love, his new covenant love passes on. And from generation to generation to generation, it has passed on to you. And now God gathers you. Thank God that he gathers you here in this place to learn, to grow, to hear, to listen, so that you might live, but also that you might give that life-giving word to others, as you will be sent forth as pastors and deaconesses and missionaries from this place to your generation and the generations that follow. God is faithful to every generation. And his faithfulness is shown in his sending of servants of his word so that generations might listen and live. I began this sermon describing my disdain in watching the U.S. men's 4x100-meter relay team and their performance. But 2 days after that, on August 7th, I watched another performance. And this was the 4x400-meter men's relay team. And they performed flawlessly. Especially those handoffs were perfectly timed and executed. And they won the gold medal. And I cheered for this, our team. Even more so, I rejoice at this, our team that God has, and trust that he will use you to pass on the baton of faith to future generations, that they may receive the crown of life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.